Hello, I'm Sylvia Ashbullard. Iranian State TV has said security forces killed what it called thugs and rioters during last month's mass protests against a petrol price rise. Activists have accused the authorities of deliberately covering up the scale of the crackdown on the 4 days of unrest in more than 100 locations. Amnesty International has said at least 208 people were killed, but others have put the death toll at close to 400. A judiciary spokesman has dismissed such reports as utter lies. The authorities have not yet released any overall casualty figures. 70 years of existence is clearly worth celebrating, but NATO is strangely low-key about this week's brief gathering of alliance heads of state and government outside London. NATO spokesmen reject the label of summit, insisting that this is really a lesser affair, that there was a full-scale summit only last year, and that this gathering will not release the traditional lengthy communique of conclusions and future plans. NASA says it has found the debris from India's crashed moon lander. The U.S. space agency, with the help of an Indian engineer, were able to track down and photograph the doomed lander's impact site and its debris field. India's space agency lost touch with the Vikram lunar lander after it slammed into the moon's rocky surface in September. Its mission was to make it to the moon's south pole and deploy a rover to search for signs of water. A Malaysian minister has called a tattoo exhibition obscene and ordered an investigation after pictures of half-naked men and women went viral. The Minister for Tourism, Arts and Culture said that while a permit was issued, there was no green light for any form of nudity at the event, and the show was not Malaysian culture. The majority of Malaysians are Muslim. Pictures showed heavily tattooed participants in semi-nude poses. Malaysian media blurred some of the images. I'm Sylvia Ashbullard with news from around the world.